We'd like to welcome you on behalf of the ICG, the Ideal Community Group. And we're very privileged tonight to have again with us Dr. Manohar, who is our great Vaidya of Ayurveda, our great doctor of Ayurveda and professor of Ayurvedic medicine at the Maharishi College of Natural Law. He's been with us for, it seems like, 20 years. Just, he's been a great help. Probably everyone here has had their pulse taken from him. And know that just his touch is enough to make us feel better, more or less, to know what's going on in our body. So he's been an incredible blessing, an incredible gift that Maharishi has given us all here. And we're very, very lucky that he's now based here and also teaching at the college. And so he's been giving this series of lectures on Ayurveda, and not the usual kind of Ayurveda that we might have heard before, but always on more advanced and advanced topics. And tonight he's going to be talking about this concept from Vedanta of the four goals of life. And I will let him really take over and explain those to you. But the role, again, of Ayurveda in fulfilling every aspect of our life, not just by being healthy, but by feeling the greatest fulfillment in our life. So without further ado, we thank Dr. Manohar for coming. Jai Guru.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for coming today. Sadasiva Samarambham Sankaracharya Majjhamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam. Gratitude to Vedic tradition of Vedic masters, Gurudev and Maharshiji. So today's topic is Chaturvidha Purusharthas. How many people know about Chaturvidha Purusharthas? What are the four goals of life? Maybe many people know. So the main question is, in the current trend, what are the two main goals of life? Can anyone answer? Huh? Maybe in this community, moksha. But we talk about, in general, community. In the world, what is happening now? Only two desires. What are those two desires?
Health and wealth.
Huh? Two important goals of life. Now, everyone, sukhayu, dirghayu, happy life, long life. This is everyone's goal now in the whole. So, sukhayu, dirghayu. Sukhayu means happy life and long life. This is the two main goals. So, happy and long life, how to achieve it? It is immortal. Any years you want to live, you can live. But only one through one source. What is that source? Swastha. Being. So the wholeness on the move, totality is moving. That is the most important feature. So there is no limitation to the life. Life is immortal. You can live as long as you want, but being, just establishing self. The wholeness of life, the wholeness is moving. That is mainly Ayurveda says. So now, the swastha, also the source of four goals of life, four virtues of life. What are those four virtues and how they evolve? So we see as many slides as I can. So many slides here. So perfect path to achieve four goals of life, that's a transcendental life, swastha. Being, establishing self, swarupe avasthanam, and then experience of self is the main seat for the four goals of life. So, salutation to His Holiness Maharshi. Maybe. Thank you. But I need a pointer. You can read. So, Naguru Radhikam Tattvam, Naguru Radhikam Tapaha, Naguru Radhikam Jnanam, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, the Guru. So this is what we are seeing, the Guru. Also, we have Guru inside. What is that Guru? Anyone? Yes? Your own self. Your own self is your own master. And the place for master is your own self. The self. This one. Yeah. This will want to change. You will change.
Go. I can change.
Yeah, next. So, this is Upanishad says, salutation to actions. Therefore, all the good and bad are dependent upon the actions performed by a man. Therefore, the Upanishad declares, Tasmai Namaha Karmane. I bow to the action. Every action we should bow, because the bad and good depends on our actions. That's why always we should bow to our actions. So that's why yogastaha kuru karmani. So establish in unity and then perform the action. Next. Kasmin bhagavo vijyate sarvam idam vijyatam bhavati iti. Manduka Upanishad. Know that by knowing which nothing else remains to be known. This is the very important expression. So if you know the self, you know everything, so that every action will be based on that unity, unified field, that which brings support of nature. Next. Now, shariramabhyam kalu dharma sadhanam. Body is the instrument that which is the means to pursuit of four goals of life. So the life is a combination of four things. Sattva, Atma, Sharira, Indriya, the union is life. Within that, the body is an instrument to carry Sattva, Atma, Indriya. Sattva means consciousness, Sattva is mind, Atma, consciousness, senses. All are carried in this body because they are all very beneficial for achieving these four goals of life. But what is an instrument? Body. Body is an instrument to achieve these four goals of life. Next. This body with consciousness, it is able to achieve these four goals of life. Without consciousness, this body is considered as adhama sharira, inferior body, without consciousness or without experiencing the consciousness. Only experience of consciousness, it is capable of achieving these four goals of life. But without that conscious value, without experience of the consciousness, and body becomes adhama sharira. This is Tulasidas says, chitta jala pavaka gagana sharira pancha rachita yadha adhama sharira pancha rachita. The five elements created this body. Without consciousness is adhama sharira. That means if anybody is not experiencing the consciousness, this body becomes very inferior. If experience of consciousness, the body becomes an instrument to achieve these four goals. Next. For everyone. So now, this Purusharthas, is it a philosophy or is Eastern philosophy, or only for Indians or Eastern people, or for everyone? What do you think?
Everyone.
That's right. Why? Next slide. I will use this one. This is what? Church. There is a small story here. Some group of Pisians are living in this temple. Then some festival came. They want to clean the temple. The pigeons moved to the mosque. And then there are some group of pigeons there. And they said, OK, please come stay with us. And they stayed there. And then afterwards, another festival came there. And then this mosque was these people wants to clean the mosque. And then again, the pigeons moved to the church. The pigeons there also said, OK, fine, come and stay with us. So everything moved there. And one day, there was some little conflict in front of the church. Some two types of people, they are coming, they are discussing the people coming from the temple are Hindus, people coming from the mosque are Muslims, people coming from the church are Christians. Then one pigeon asked mother, we also went there in different places, but why we were not called Muslim pigeons or Christian pigeons or Hindu pigeons? We are called only pigeons. Why the human beings are called like that? So that's an interesting story. So that so we have some kind of impressions. What is that impression? If anybody goes to the temple and they say he is a Hindu, if anybody goes to the church and then he is a Christian, or anybody goes to the mosque, he is a Muslim. But that impressions are we made, but not by natural law. So that's why Dharmartha Kama Moksha or Vedic literature or any other spiritual books or scriptures, it is for everyone. It doesn't mean whatever the name we give, but all that laws of nature which are explained in the scriptures for everyone. So that's why Dharmartha Kama Moksha also for everyone. Next. So everyone wish list, Dirghayu, I want to live long, Sukhayu, I want to be happy. So these are the two main wishes for everyone has, from human beings and also animals. But they don't express, we express. That's the only difference. Next. What is important? What is the most important Dharma Sutra is Titiksha. It is the bearing with indifference, all opposites. In the sukha and the dukkha, happiness and misery, and sita ushna, cold and hot, any opposites. So maintaining indifference, this is called Dharma Sutra. This is the most important principle of Dharma Sutra, Titiksha. It is called, mentioned in Sanskrit. Next. So now, swastha. So we said swastha is established in self, that is the basis for health. And now here it says now, hitahara vihari, who is swastha? That means who indulges daily in healthy foods and activities, samikshyakari, who discriminates good and bad of everything and act wisely, vishayesha saktata, who is not attached too much to the objects of senses. Next. And who develops in these qualities the habit of dhata, the habit of charity, samaha, of considering all as equal, and satyaparaha, of truthfulness, and krushama mavan, means pardoning, and aptopasevi, keeping company of good persons and also wise people. This is the science of healthy people. So how these people can maintain Dharmardha Kama Mokshas, we will see next slides. Next. Four goals of life. Ayuhu Kama Kamaya Manena Dharmardha Sukha Sadhanam. So for long life and happy life, Dharmardha Moksha, Dharmardha Kama Mokshas, four goals are the instruments also. Next. So Dharmardha Kama Mokshanam Arogyam Moolam Uttamam. The health is the root for the Dharmardha Kama Mokshas. If you are healthy, established in self, then Dharmardha Kama Mokshas are very easily gained. Next. So before we get entering into the a little bit information. There is a lot of study on TM. I selected four slides. So dharma is like a greater moral maturity. So this is, you see this here, the higher. So being, transcending, swastha, which brings the higher moral maturity. Next. So that is dharma. Now here, improve international economic trends. This is artha. So how this global Maharshi effect, which increased the, improved the international economic trends. Next one. Decrease alcohol use, that means kama, attachment, or indulgence in the repeatedly on the same thing. That's a kama. Kama means indulgence in repeatedly on the same thing. Decreased alcohol use, that is also how swastha will help. Next. Increased self-actualization means moksha. So now we know through scientific validation, being yourself means establishing in yourself. It is very easy to achieve these four goals. This is a scientific validation through our technique Maharshi has given, transcendental meditation, Siddhi programs, and advanced techniques, all. Next. Now, this chart is a little, I'll take a little time here. Chaturvida Purushardhas versus Pancha Dharmas. What are the Pancha Dharmas? Ahimsa, Satya, Dana, and Daya, Indriya Nigraha. These are the five Pancha Dharmas. Ahimsa and Satya, Daya, Dana, Indriya Nigraham. So what happened here? In the four virtues of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Artha with dharma, when they are together, what comes out is daya and dana, compassion and charity. If artha is with dharma, then these two qualities comes. Within the dharma, ahimsa and satya. If one is gaining dharma, that means one is being with dharma, or one is being, then ahimsa, non-violence, and truthfulness comes. Now, here, see, kama and moksha. Everyone has a desires, but a desire always towards the gaining enlightenment. If that kind of desire, what it does? Indriya nigraha. Indriya nigraha means control over senses. If kama is always towards moksha, indriya nigraha. Indriya nigraha is bringing ojas. That ojas is essence of the whole life. So that ojas, pure intelligence, the kama, which is directed to the moksha. So the kama is a desire, is always to gaining the enlightenment, which brings the indriya nigraha. So now, four virtues of life and five qualities of dharma, or how they're connected, interconnected, interwoven. Next slide. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha, these are like a tree, and the root is being established in self. Okay, next. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, purushardha, spumsena, arthaye, parthayate, purushardha, four virtues of life through self-referral. Through self-referral, how to achieve this four virtues of life. Next. Individual, okay. Individual propensity to long life and to increase happiness. This purushardhas. Again, in the this purushardhas, dharma, artha, kama, these three is one group. Trivarga, dharma, artha, kama. And apavarga is moksha. What is trivarga and apavarga? The trivarga to be achieved, to be achieved means righteousness and the affluence and also fulfillment to be achieved. But apavarga is moksha. Moksha is you are not achieving that which is not there. Moksha is praptasya praptam. Praptasya praptam means that which is there already. Just you have to open to that moksha. That freedom, enlightenment, whatever words we use. But dharma artha kama is to be achieved. This is to be taken. It is there already. praptasya praptam. That is the most important thing. Don't run for somewhere and then you will gain enlightenment, this and that. Enlightenment is already there within everyone's physiology. It is praptasya praptam, to achieve what it is there. How to achieve it is to artha kama, supposed to be associated with dharma, so that moksha is naturally gained. How artha kama is supported by dharma is only being. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma becomes very easily righteous by being. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvatam nigatam, shashvatam shanti nigatam gachati. That means long lasting peace is gained by individual being with dharma. But dharma is gained being. So that's why this artha kamas with dharma is the source of gaining enlightenment. So that's why they made it two groups, trivarga. Trivarga means three. Apavarga means uttama varga. It is called uttama varga also. This is praptasya praptam moksham, separated from this three. Next. So Shankara Bhashya on Gita, dividohi vedokta dharmaha pravritti lakshano nivritti lakshanancha jagatah stiti karanam praninam sakshat abhyudaya nisreyasa hetu. This is Shankara explains. It's a big sloka. It's needed like even 1 year we can explain on this. Pravritti nivritti lakshanacha. Pravritti entering and coming out. This is pravritti is coming out and nivritti is going back. This lakshanas, these two symptoms, jagatah stiti karanam, sustaining this whole universe, is because of these two qualities. One is coming in and going out, coming in and going out. So this is dvidohi vedokta dharmaha. These are the two dharmas for everyone. In the whole universe, there are two dharmas, dvidohi. Dvidohi means two dharmas, that is entering and coming out, entering and coming out, in and out. So that is the two dharmas. And praninam sakshat abhyudaya, abhyudaya nisreyasa hetu. Abhyudaya means evolution and nisreyasa is again coming back to the self. This is how these two qualities, in and out, which are responsible for evolution and again nivartadvam, coming back to the self, will be beneficial. Shankara Bhashyam next. So the whole abhyudaya, nisreyas, or pravritti nivritti, again, based on this classification explained in Vedic literature. Chaturvarna varnyam maya shastram gunakarma vibhagascha. Gita chapter. So this dharmardha kama mokshas, the four virtues of life, how to achieve it, how to go through that, is based on this classification also. Number one. Yes, next. Chaturvarnas, life in wholeness. Chaturvarnas, guna, karma, asraya. There are two types of classification. We will see next. Life in wholeness, life upheld by four goals. Okay? So, the whole purushardhas, through purusha, this purushardhas are gained. Purusha means atma or self. But what is this purusha? There are three, within every individual, there are three types of purushas. One is parahitam, that means one who is always wishing everyone's wellness or everyone's good. Swahitam, one is thinking always his own good, and paradukkha. Some people, somebody always thinking about how to create a difficulty to others. So, these are the three qualities within the purusha. One is parahitam. One purusha thinks only how to help others. Swahitam, helping himself. Paradukkha, giving difficulty to the others. This is again called Parahitam, is Daivatvam. Daivatvam means the unity is completely established in Daiva quality. The divinity is completely, fully engaged in Daivatva. This is the quality of Daivatva. Swahitam. Swahitam means Manushya. Manushya means one who has the mind and only use the mind, not the consciousness. So that's why they think only everything is for myself. Everything is for my growth. Everything is for my comfort. Everything is I'm just for myself. This is Swahitam. And this is called Manushya. Daiva, Manushya, Paradukha, giving difficulties others. This is called Rakshasa. See, every consciousness within the consciousness, this deviation from consciousness, how this express this different natures within the human physiology. Not within the consciousness they have, but a deviation from the consciousness. One who is established in consciousness is experiencing that daiva, divyata, that divinity, and one is away from consciousness and then become just ordinary human being, and then one is completely clouded by the consciousness, becomes Rakshasa. Rakshasa means not somebody, some evil force everywhere. These three forces are within ourselves, and how we are using ourselves is the most important. So, but here you can achieve that four goals very naturally. Next. Durlabham manushya janma tadapya dhruva arthatham. So that's why this human life is very impossible. It's very difficult to gain the human life, because the human life is the source to gain these four virtues of life, because it has ability to experience that divinity. So that's why human life. Next. Prahlada says. So, but what is the difference between humans and then animals? But who is the sustainer of the humans and animals? That is called Pasupati. Pasupati means sustainer of all living beings. What is Pasu means animal, Pati means sustainer, and all animals, including human beings, are sustained by Pasupati. There is a Pasupati, universal administrator. He is in charge for all these beings. Next. Okay. What is the difference between the humans and the animals? The humans are bound with rope, and also here it is also bound with rope. The humans are bound with karma bandha. Karma bandha means the rope, in the karmas are in the form of ropes. They are bounded by that. And here, the animals are real rope, also bounded. So both are the same. We have also some boundaries, and they have also some boundaries. Now, to break these boundaries is Purushardhas. Now, next. So, essence of Veda and Vedic literature. Only two points. Everywhere you see Smriti, Puranas, and Itihasas, and Upanishads. Everywhere is the main essence is these two points. Dharmam charat, satyam vadat. So follow the righteousness and speak the truth. Next. Now we start with the first Purushardha, very important Purushardha, that is Dharma. Everyone knows dharmo rakshati rakshitaha, that is from Manusmriti, but also there is a first sentence, very important. Dharma eva hato hanti, that is the most important. If you destroy the dharma destroys you, hato hanti. Dharmo rakshita rakshati rakshitaha. So if you protect the dharma, and dharma protects you. Very important, first sentence also. Dharma eva hato hanti dharmo rakshita rakshati rakshitaha. Tasma dharmo nahantavyo mano dharma hato avadhit. So dharma destroyed and destroys. Dharma protects and the protected. Therefore, dharma does not destroy, nor dharma can be destroyed. So that is the main essence of dharma. If you protect the dharma, dharma protects you. If you destroy the dharma, naturally you will be destroyed. It's not dharma is going to destroy it. You will be destroyed. So this Manusmriti. Next. So when you protect the dharma, So what is the dharma? Is the mainly protecting the natural laws. How to protect natural law? What is the main mechanics to protect the natural law is yagya. So when you do yagya, and then everyone will be happy, lot of affluence and agriculture, everything is, you know, upheld by the dharma. Next. If you destroy the dharma, then what happens? The natural calamities, drought and tsunamis and all this, volcanoes, and then all these things happens. This is very natural. It's because depends on dharma, how we are protecting or destroying. This is all in our hands. Next. Dharma is also called sustainability. Sustainability. Dharana dharma ityayuhu dharmo dharayate prajaha. This is Karna Parva in Mahabharata. It said, dharma is sustainability, that which supports ecosystem to flourish praja, to flourish the praja. So any raja, any king is on the basis of dharma, yatha raja, tada praja. So that is in Ramaraj, Dukkha Kahuna Vyapa. In the kingdom of Ram, suffering belongs to no one because Rama is embodiment of dharma. So dharma is a sustainability to flourish the praja. That which has capability to flourish, everything that which is called dharma, anything which is supporting laws of nature and brings the affluence, that is called dharma. Next. So this is very interesting. I bringing this one. Janaki means Janaka's daughter, Sita, Rama's wife. When in Sundarakanda is one of the chapter in Ramayana, and the Ravana is the evil king, jailed her in that Ashokavana, and then every day is coming to her and then giving trouble to her, marry me, marry me, marry me. Then Janaki says, iha santo nava santi tato va nanu vartase tadah viparita buddhi rachara vartate. Is there anybody to you telling about the dharma? Even if somebody is telling, you don't you follow? This is what she asked the Ravana. Do you know dharma? Or anybody is telling, learned people are telling to you? Even if learned people are telling to you, are you not following? If you don't follow, you will be destroyed. This is what is Sita said to the Ravana, and he was destroyed because he didn't listen to her. So another principle in dharma, Sreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharmat Swanustita. Swadharme Niditam Sreyaha Paradharmo Bayavaha. Even if one feels that the dharma or duty of somebody else is attractive, one must observe one's own dharma, since paradharma or dharma of others is worse than worse. Very important principle. Present society, it is very important. Many people, like pundits, are becoming software engineers, and then the business people are becoming different. They are changing all their professions. So it's better not to change the professions. Go according with your own skills and excel in that. This is a story, a person having a dog, and every day dog is, when this her master is coming home, and dog goes and then asking, you know, gathering the tail, and then the master is giving biscuits and all these things to the dog. So he has also a donkey, and when this master comes, the donkey sees the dog is getting all these biscuits. Why don't I get the biscuit? I also will jump on him, so I will also get the biscuits. So then donkey jumps on him, and he fell down, and then all things are gets destroyed, and he will beat the donkey. So like that, this is a story, simple story. So when dharma is enlivened, that what happens? Prefrontal cortex and consciousness thinking, it is righteous thinking, and executive functions are excelled. Next. executive functions, righteous functions, sense of self, holding, manipulating, information, memory, learning, decision making, abstract thinking, inhibition, cognitive flexibility, all these things is the qualities of dharma and righteous thinking. Next. So Rama Raja Dukkha Kahuna Vyapa, this is called Raja Dharma. Rajadharma, dharmas are different. Swadharma, Rajadharma. Swadharma means your own dharma. Rajadharma means duties of Raja. So the Rajadharma says suffering belongs to no one. Titiksha, indifference in all opposite values and indifference to everyone. This is called Rajadharma. So that's why in the Raja's administration, suffering belongs to no one. Okay. So Rajadharma will bring all these qualities. All excellent qualities, just few: increased moral reasoning ability, increased creativity, increased intelligence, improved concept learning and ability, improved grade point, all this. Anyhow, this is all research by Dr. Fred Travis, so all goes to him. I just put the slide here. Rajadharma increases the ability of the consciousness expanded to the fullness of the nervous system. So what is the main abstract values in the Rajadharma? Satya and Tyaga. This means, Tyaga means sacrifice and the truthfulness. The sacrifice is the most important feature in the Rajadharma. They sacrifice so many things, like if you listen to the Ramayana or Mahabharata, the many kings sacrifice a lot of things. Satya Harichandra is the story in Bhagavatam. The Satya Harichandra is sustaining on truth. For that, Raja, his kingdom, he left his kingdom, he left his wife, he left his children. Somebody is trying to make him to lie, but he never lied. He never lied until last minute. So then everyone realized he is the greatest king. So that is the Satya. And the Tyaga means sacrifice. Sacrifice is the nature of quality of immortality. Tyage naika amrutatva manushu. Tyage naika amrutatva manushu. That quality of sacrifice which brings the immortal nature to that person. If anyone has the quality of sacrifice, it brings the immortal nature of that person. This is mentioned in Ramayana. Ramayana, Rama left his kingdom just to listen to his father. So that's why Rama become immortal. That's the story. But in reality also, if anybody has a great sacrificing quality, they become immortal. So that's why Rajadharma has these two main qualities. One is truthful, another is sacrifice. Next. So being is dharma. So how this dharma is gained? Salokyam, samipyam, sarupyam, sayujyam. Salokyam, in that vicinity of consciousness, atma, coming to that vicinity, and samipyam, coming close to that atma, and sarupyam, experiencing the similarity of atma, and then sayujyam, that becomes merging with the atma. So if the individual is coming close to that vicinity of the consciousness, and also coming close to that atma, experiencing atma, and also experiencing that similar nature, and then merging with completely with atma, then dharma is enlivened. Next. So here, that is how it is explained. Kshipram bhavati dharmaatma shashvata shanti nigachati. One becomes a man of righteousness, obtains lasting peace. This is how dharma and satya, when one is in righteous path, then naturally the truthfulness will become so natural. That truthfulness will become so eternal and also permanent state in righteous people. So that's why dharma and satya are inseparable. They're always together. Once established in dharma, a permanent seat is gained through truthfulness. Next. Dharma and Satya. So what is here, a subtle difference between dharma and satya. Dharma changes on desha, kala, varna, ashrama. So Desha, Kala, Varna and Ashrama. Desha means depends on as the rules, particular activity in different countries and different people. That is Desha. And Kala, we have some particular rules in winters, particular rules in summer, particular rules in spring. And also Varna. Varna means work. Four types of works. One is knowledge. Second one is protecting the people. Third one is trading and commercial. Fourth one is working, helping people to build and anything, any type of support to this first three groups. So that's why the four varnas and ashrama also, four ashramas means one is brahmacharyam, gruhastha, vanaprastham and sannyasam. So here what is to be observed based on place, based on time, and based on like you are, as I said, daytime and seasons according to that, and also based on work, based on age, the dharma is changing. So dharma means, again, you are a father and you have a dharma for wife, you have a dharma to son, you have a dharma to the father-in-law, you have a dharma to the mother-in-law, you have a dharma to your own parents, a specific dharmas to any individuals. So dharma is always changing. It is not the same dharma what you do with your friends and with your family. You have a different dharmas. So dharma nature is always changing based on that relationship, based on the place, based on the time. So, but satyam, bhuta bhavishya vartamana kala, non-changing. Truth is always same. Truth never change. Truth is always change. No, non-changing. So that's why dharma is changing, truth is non-changing. This is always to be understood. But truth and dharma, even though inseparable, but one is changing, one is not changing. How is that? Is it possible? Changing and non-changing can be together? Anybody answer? How? Consciousness and body. Non-changing and changing. So body is changing according to dharma, and non-changing is satya, truth is consciousness. So body changes according to dharma. So that's how to understand. So next, prana and dharma. Prana means prana dharma manuvartate. That means wherever dharma is there, prana is there. Life is there. Dharma is not there, there is no prana. Prana means what? Prana. Reverberation of consciousness. Prana is reverberation of consciousness. So that means wherever dharma, is there only the conscious value there? It's reverberation of consciousness, that prana value there. If dharma is not there, no prana. Prana hina. So dharma pramanam. Pramana means the basis for dharma is Veda, total knowledge. Next. We know all this. This Veda Akhila Dharma Moolam, the root is Veda for dharma. Dharma Jnanam is knowledge of dharma. What is the knowledge of dharma? Abheda Jnanam. Abheda Jnanam means cannot be divided. Only one dharma for one person. Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam Tadu. Taduidvitam karma swanustiyam upadesha panchakam. Study total knowledge, act accordingly. If you are studying Vedas, and naturally you act according to the righteous procedures. Next. Dharma pramanalu, sruti, smriti, puranam, shishtacharam, atma prabhodam. Shishtacharam means behavioral rasayanas. And atma prabhodam means self-referral nature. Behavioral rasayanas, self-referral natures, purana, ancient and eternal, smriti, memory and sruti, that way the sruti, reverberation of consciousness. All are dharma pramanas. Next. Dharmam charat, wholeness on mool, that is called dharmam charat. And satyam vadat, physiology is consciousness. This is satyam. Next. Purushardha. In Ramayana, it is explained, the Purushardha, how, very simple way. And there are four brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. So in these four brothers, two brothers always together. Ram and Lakshmana are together. Bharat and Shatrughna are together. Ram and Lakshmana, why they are together? Ram is Dharma, Lakshmana is Ardha. So this is how the Pravachanakaras, means commentators, made. This Ardha is always associated with Dharma, then the Ardha gains the spirituality. The Ardha has the support of nature. If Ardha is with Dharma, Ardha means effluence. So Lakshmana represents the Ardha, he is always with Dharma. And Bharata is Kama. Kama means he fulfilled the desire of his brother, that's why he is Kama. The brother asked him to take care of the kingdom. So that's why he fulfilled the desire of his brother, elder brother, Ram. So, but Shatrughna is Moksha. He is always devoid from these three, Dharma, Ardha, Kama, and be on his own in freedom. So that's why Shatrughna is Moksha. So that's why Bharata is always, Shatrughna and Bharata always together. That means the desire always to be gaining enlightenment. That's why they are together always. In the whole story, it is mentioned like that. That's why I brought this point here. Next slide. So this is Ram and Lakshman, Dharma Ardha together. And this is Bharata and Shatrughna, Kama and Moksha together. That is the way of life. One should living life. Dharma always to be associated with Artha, and Kama is associated with Moksha. Next. Kaushalya to Ram. This is the most, one of the very important verse. And Adi Shankara, Chandrasekhar Saraswati, from Kanchi Kamakota, that Shankaracharya Peter, he is always telling to all mothers should teach this particular verse to their children, because it's very important verse. Here it says, Yam palayasi dharmatvam dhritayena cha niyamena cha savai raghava sardhula dharmastvam abhirakshatu. Ayodhya Kanda. In this particular Ramayana, this is from Ramayana, and Kausalya gives Rama the eternal sustenance of dharma. Raghava, she says to him, it is dharma alone that will protect you, and this dharma is what you and yourself protect with courage and steadfastness. So the mother is giving blessings to Ram, because he is supposed to become a chakravarti, as a king. Then father asks him, go to exile. And immediately he says, yes, I will go. But everyone gets so upset, but he says, no, 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 don't get upset. This is not father, this is loss of nature. Anudaivasya kartrutvat. This is because of the loss of nature, asked me to do this. It's not my father did. Through my father, it came. So the same father yesterday has donated like 1 million cows to the Brahmins, and then he emptied all the treasure and given the treasure to the Brahmins. And the same father within a day, he is asking me to go exile, but this is not him. This is because of loss of nature, asked him to do this thing. So this is how he responds to the brothers and everyone. So at that time, Kausalya was standing there and tells to the Ram, what a great dharmic person, what a great virtuousness, this dharma within you. So keep that dharma until the last. And so that it will bring you all that immortal nature from the ages. So that's why mother is a blessing. Remember, this mother's blessing goes to any child from her heart. It has a great effect. So that's why Shankaracharya said this is to be known by every mother, and then tell to their children, follow the dharma and then be with the dharma. Next. Rama is the embodiment of dharma. This is again in Aranyakanda. I think Aranyakanda. Maricha is a rakshasa. And Ravana asks Maricha, go in a golden deer and then attract Rama so that I will take Sita, abduct Sita. Then Maricha says to Ram, Ravana, Maricha is a rakshasa, is a soldier of this evil king, and he will tell to back to Ravana, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. Don't go to Ram and try to harm him, because he is embodiment of Dharma. Even Rakshasa says to the Ram, he is the embodiment of Dharma. If you go to him, and you will be destroyed. And then Ravana tells him back, if you don't do this thing, then I will kill you. Then he decides, why should I will be killed by the Rakshasa? Better I will be killed by Ram so that I get enlightenment. So then he will do that. So anyhow, Dharma is, if anybody is such a high standards of righteousness, even their enemies will prize them. This is the main essence of this slide. So if such a righteousness of any person will be regarded by even their enemies. So now, Varna Dharma. Varna Dharma means, we said, based on completely work. But unfortunately, they are saying caste system, and then Brahmins, and Kshatriya, and the Vaishya, Sudra. But this is all created material. But basically, Varna Dharma means based on nature of work. The knowledge group, rulership group, commercial and trade, and physical activity. Those who are, some people say, I don't want to teach, I don't want to do anything, I will do only this thing. So he becomes in this group. And doesn't matter where they born, how they were raised, and what was the knowledge given to them, but if they exhibit this nature, then they are considered as a particular group. So this dharma is based on their work. Now, this is knowledge, and this is rulership. Rulership here, why I taken? So everyone knows Raja Ramji is the highest knowledge, and Maharshi given credits to him as a global country of the world, peace, president, and Raja Ram. So that's why knowledge group here, Balraj Maharshi is, see, Kshatriya means how he protects the people. Not necessarily only police officers are Kshatriyas or armies. Kshatriyas are protecting the people. But even physician, being a physician, he using the herbs, protecting the people from the enemy of the disease. That's why this is how rulership, and this is commercial, and this is working, so like that. So these are the four dharmas, Varna Dharma, according to that one has to follow and then fulfill his dharma. Next. Ashrama Dharma, based on lifestyle. So this lifestyle is Brahmachari, Gruhastu, Vanaprastham, and Sannyasam, four lifestyles, okay? Next. So Brahmachari and Gruhastu, Vanaprastham, and Sannyasi. These are the four lifestyles. According to the age, one has to go through these four doors and then enter into the field of that life, experience that life, and also every phase of this life has a great value of wholeness. So wholeness is everywhere, but also it is mentioned the Gruhastu, the family man, has the more divinity and more responsibilities and more chances to get enlightenment. This is mentioned in Vedic literature, the family man. So that's why this is also very important life of the four stages of life. So four dharmas, Brahmachari dharma, that means only education, and then family dharma, and then Vanaprastham means not in stage of earning and also just enjoying life, being with knowledge, and Sannyasam means freedom, freedom from everything. Next. Now, current prospect of Artha. Yavat jivet sukam jivet runam krutva gritam pibhet bhasmi bhutasya dehasya punaragamana krataha. Enjoy whole life. On credit, eat ghee. You can overstep your means of living on credit. Who knows what is going to happen in future? This is the present trend. So nobody is thinking about dharma and moksha, only thinking about how to fulfill their desire by earning money or affluence, fulfilling their desires through earning money. That's it. No dharma and no artha, no moksha. So, next. Next one. Artha. Artha means now coming, so dharma is over, now coming to the artha. Artha means artha ashraya. So everyone park in it. Ashraya. Artha means affluence. Everyone wants to park in it. This artha. So, but yajna is a governing principle of artha, a basic mechanism for sustainability. Yajna. So we heard all these yajnas. And all these yajnas, what is the purpose of all this yajna is to gain that absolute affluence, that affluence of your own experience of self, so that one is experiencing that self, everything is in your hands. So a basic mechanism for sustainability, and that is yajna. And na mama, it is not mine. This is what is most important thing on artha. Many people has money, and spending money is very difficult thing, and especially spending money to others is more difficult thing. But spending money to others, spending any of your affluence to others, what is one should think, it is in Vedic literature, it is mentioned, na mama, that means it is not mine, then it is easy to spend. If you're thinking it is mine, impossible to spend, because it's not in real, it is not yours, because it's not coming with you. What comes with you, whatever you did charity, that is only comes with you. Whatever you given, that comes with you. What is whatever you did not given, that never comes with you. So that's why in Vedic literature it said, na mama, it is not mine. Absolute artha is, again, they said also, absolute artha is health. Next. So here, artha, purpose, this very important, mentioned in Vedic literature also. Paraspara bhava yantaha shreyaha parama mavapsyataha. That means artha is for mutual sharing. It's very important. Mutual sharing is affluence. Any affluence, not only money, anything you have close, yes, you can share. Food, you can share. Cattle, you can share. We will show you the next slide. But what is the importance of artha is mutual sharing. For example, you have a birthday and you make 1 kilo cake and you rub on the face, somebody's face, and destroying. And you go to countries where they don't have even a handful of rice to eat. Now here you're taking 1 kilo cake and then pressing on the face and then destroying. So that is how we are wasting money is one example. So, but artha is for mutual sharing, for everyone. Any artha, I mean not only money, anything, even knowledge, also artha, affluence, you should share with everyone. Don't keep it. Next. So, but also, when you are sharing artha, this is the behavior, conduct one should maintain. What is this conduct? Shraddhavadiyam, give with reverence. Ashraddhava, do not give irreverence. And Shriyadhiyam, give liberally. Hriyadhiyam, give with modesty. Bhiyadhiyam, give with fear. Fear also needed to be, because again you need to sustain yourself. So that's why a little bit fear is also a good. Samvidadhiyam, give with friendliness. This is Taittiriya Upanishad has mentioned how to charity to the people. When you are doing this with lot of modesty, that is very important. So then only you will gain. Once in Mahabharata, Karna asked Krishna, I am a great donor. I give everything every day. Brahmins coming to my home and I am giving everything, whatever I have, I am giving. And why I am getting all these difficulties, even though I am doing all these charities, and again I am getting all these difficulties. He asks Krishna, and Krishna tells, okay, you think when you are giving charity, you become great? No. The person who receives the charity becomes great, because he is taking your karma. So that's why they become great, not you. So that is how Krishna explains to the Karna. Next. So now, Artha means food, clothing, shelter, precious metals, cattle, agriculture, long life also is Artha. And good health is also Artha. So wealth is health and intellect and clear senses, peace of mind, harmonious life with nature, family, friends, support of nature, and freedom. These are all considered as Artha. Don't think only money is Artha, only this money. You need to have everything. Good family, and good relationship with everyone. And this is the most important. You know, all that affluence in life and every avenue of life is Artha. Next. Artha is a substance which brings the sukha, sukha prapti through Artha. That is absolute sukha. So this absolute sukha in Vedic literature, it is mentioned, anayasena maranam vinadainyena jivitam. That means when we leave this body and then without any stress or strain, that is the most important sukha for everyone. And vinadainyena jivitam, do not depend on anyone. Be sustainability, that sustainability of the affluence is the most important principle, also brings the sukha. So next. And artha arjana means affluence, to acquiring affluence and accumulating affluence is only for grihastha, not in brahmachari, not in vanaprastha, and not in sannyasa. These people should be depend on grihastha, these three. Brahmachari and vanaprastha and sannyasa, these three people depends on grihastha. That's why grihastha means a family man, supposed to make money, supposed to accumulate money, supposed to give and support this, all these three other people. Next. If suppose, if one is being a family man, if you are not earning the affluence, then what happens? Mata nindati, mother will scold you, and nabhi nandati pita, even pita means father also doesn't like you, and bhrutana sambhashana nate means your servants never speaks to you because you don't have money, and bhratana sambhashanate means your brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, they never speaks to you because you don't have money. And bhritya kupyati, all servants gets angry on you because you are not giving any money. And nanu gachati sukha, so there is no sukha from any of these people. And then kamtapi nalinga gati, this is a little difficult to say for me, and that means even your own wife cannot embrace you, embrace you. That is what they mentioned. Naitika ardha arjana srunu sakhe, so that means, so one should earn affluence with naitika. Naitika means with dharma, so that all these troubles, all these insults will not be there. So that's why one should have, being a family man, one should definitely make money accumulation, take care of his family, and also help the others. Next. So artha without dharma, affluence without dharma. This is a beautiful expression in Ramayana. In Ramayana, Sundarakanda means beautiful part of Ramayana. And reading Sundarakanda is very powerful and brings a lot of support of nature. Where the Hanuman enters into the Sri Lanka, try to find Sita, where is Sita? So it starts more than 150 verses. So in the fourth or fifth verse, the Hanuman entering into the Lanka, then he sees all this golden city. All the walls are built with gold and diamonds and precious gems and everything. Everything is describing about that beauty of that golden city. And then walking, what a city, how it is built, how much wealth it is and built. But when that same part of that Sundarakanda, when he enters, the poet comes to the 105th sarga, or around that, what happens, the whole city was burned like in ashes. Whole city was burned like ashes. And the, before it is like a golden city, and then burned like in ashes. Why this happens? Because the, all that wealth, all that wealth is without dharma. That city was built by Ravana by stealing, aparigraha, stealing the all that wealth from different parts of the world. So he built that city, but end of that Sundarakanda, whole city was burned, and that by Hanuman. So it shows a moral unrighteousness money, which is not supported by the laws of nature. Now, Kama, this is Maharshi's says, but it remind me Keith Wagman. Kama is Jnan, Gaman, Prapti, Moksha. That means knowledge, desire, achievement, and fulfillment. So this knowledge is total knowledge based on the unity, unified field. Then desire becomes very sustainable desire. And sustainable desire will brings the achievement, and that achievement brings the fulfillment. So always Kama on the basis of unified field. Next. Artha and Kama without dharma. No peace, no happiness, gives birth to the raga and dvesha. So this is very well discussed in Vedanta. Raga dvesha means like and dislike is based on the kama, the desire. If desire is not supported by natural law, desire is not on the basis of sankalpa, means from samhita, from the atma, and that desire which is upheld by the raga, dvesha, like and dislike. Like and dislike is the weapons of maya, because they are always changing. Like will become dislike, and dislike will become like. Today you like this friend, and some reason this friend is not given something or not, that friend becomes again within 2 years friend, and that enemy or dislike change to the like, again dislike. So even in the family, you know, we like children or we don't like children, or so you like your wife, you don't like your wife. So all these changes will come, because the desire is not really from that self, sankalpa, from the self. So that's why every desire on the basis of self, which brings a support of nature to fulfillment. Next. Apurna kama. So this is one example even Gurudev has mentioned in his speeches. And because the Raja Dasharatha is trying to fulfilling his desire, that which is not supported by laws of nature. What is that desire? He wants to Rama to become Chakravarti, the king of his kingdom. But he could not able to fulfill that desire. Because of that, he got that strain in his heart and then lost his life. That's why no one should make sure, don't try to fulfill all the desires what you will getting. So only certain desires only get fulfilled. Certain desires, desire it, let go. Desire it, let go. Now, here, if desire is, as I said, desire not based on samhita, on sankalpa, or the consciousness, what happens? When Ravana was killed by Rama, and Mandodari is a great wife of Rama, and then she comes, and even Ram gets afraid. Okay, she may be going to curse me, because Ravana is the great warrior and also Brahmin, and I killed him. His wife is coming with so much anger. So Ram gets so afraid of seeing her, because she is Mahapativrata, means a great devotee to her husband, Ravana, and always, well, you know, try to educate him, be righteous. So when she is coming, and first thing she tells to the Ravana, her husband, he is already just lost breaths. So she tells him, okay, not Ram killed you, your senses killed you. That's the first sentence she tells to the Ravana, to her husband. Because of his bad deeds, only killed him, not by Ram. That is how it was mentioned by Mandodari in the Ravana. to the Ravana. So next, last one is Purushardhas, four mokshas. Purushardhas are four. Moksha is praptasya praptam, as I said in the beginning. The enlightenment is, it's not you are searching for it, something which is not there. Enlightenment is, it's already there and you are gaining that. That's called praptasya praptam. So for example, take this Purushardhas, four, dharma, ardha, kama, moksha. Take a 8 feet stick and make it four parts. How to make the four parts? You take one cut, 2 feet, second cut, second part, third cut is third part. The fourth one you don't need to cut. It is already there. It is already there. So that is the example they mentioned. This moksha is the part which is already there, but three you are just making, these three. That's why this example is a perfect example for praptasya praptam. That is already there. So that's why the moksha, don't try to get that moksha after your liberation or after leaving this body. Jivan mukta, one should gain the moksha, enlightenment, complete freedom while you are living. That is the most important principle. Next. So this is Maharshi's comments. In enlightenment, the state of full human development, the self is realized as the field of pure consciousness, the universal self, the continuum of non-change underlying all change. Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. So that's full development of your own consciousness and consciousness of universal self. So this is what is enlightenment. Here, what happens, there is a expression Maharshi always gives, kurvan api lipshyate, that is one expression. Next expression, tasya karyam na vidyate, the freedom from all binding influences. This is called enlightenment. The freedom from all the binding external influences, and also the total enlightenment and the total knowledge in your own self. Next one. Too much. What is moksha? So this is the Vedic expressions. Rite jnana anna mukti. Without enlightenment, there's no freedom from this cycle. Next, shashvata punaravruta rahita shiva sayujya sthiti. What is shiva? Infinite silence. The taking place, a permanent place in infinite silence. That shivam shantam advaitam chaturdham manyante satma savigeha. That complete sentence. Taking a permanent seat, shashvata, punaravruta rahita, not coming into the again dynamism, just staying in that silence, rahita, shiva sayujya sthiti, being with that shiva value, that is also called enlightenment. Samsara paribhramana paritapa upashamanardham, samsara paribhramana. Samsara means all this manifest world, moving all the time this manifesting world, and how to stop that journey and thus being non-changing value is called enlightenment. Another way it is explained, vimala jnana bhakti vairagya mukti. Vimala jnana means total blossoming, and bhakti, devotion, vairagya, non-attachment is called freedom. Total blossoming of intelligence and devotion and detachment is called freedom. This is how moksha is explained. Next, is there anyone? So this is also another expression. Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nichalatatvam, nichalatatve jivan mukti. Satsangatve, through the company of the good, nissangatvam, there arises non-attachment. Nissangatve, through non-attachment, nirmohatvam, there arises freedom from the delusion. Nirmohatve, through the freedom from delusion, nichala. Nichala means immutable tattva, nichala tattvam, reality. Nichala tattve is through the immutable reality, jivan mukti, comes freedom when you are living. So that is what is moksha. So I think it's the last one. So finally, what is important? Dharma, ardha, kama, moksha. These four, one is gained through the transcendental or the, through the self-referral nature establishing in self, that is called health. In perfect health only one can gain these four values or four goals of life. That's why it is called dharmardha kama mokshanam arogyam moolam uttamam, the excellent root for the dharmardha kama moksha is health. And that's why the dharma jnana, knowledge of dharma, antakkarana suddhi. So the knowledge of righteousness once gained, antakkarana suddhi. What is antakkarana? Mano buddhi chitta ahankara. Mano buddhi means mind, intellect, memory and ego. When dharma is gained, these four are the instruments of insight. These instruments of consciousness. Consciousness has the four instruments, mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. These instruments work for dharma, when dharma is gained. And vihita karma iccha. Vihita karma iccha means one get always desire to do right things, right action, spontaneous right action. And then Ishvara anugraham. Whatever the spontaneous right action, which is supported by Ishvara. Ishvara means loss of nature, supported by Ishvara anugraham. And then Ichha Puranam. After supported by a loss of nature, one gets fulfillment of that desire. And then Ananda, that means bliss, and Moksha, and Praptasya Praptam. This is how Dharmardha Kama Mokshas, in a sequential and simultaneously gaining Dharma, then brings the effluence. Effluence means support of nature. By bringing the support of nature, that is called Ardha, support of nature. And then what is Kama? Kama is fulfillment. Fulfillment through the support of nature with the help of the Dharma. Then naturally Jivan Mukta, one gains the enlightenment. How all this is possible is only through perfect health. That's why health is the most important principle. So that's why to maintain this health, one should have a real good physiology. People are only thinking how to do meditation, not taking care of their physiology is not a right thing. Because the human physiology is an instrument to carry all these four instruments. Again, inside there are four instruments. Mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. These instruments are maintained, sustained for dharma and to bring artha and kama and take you to the moksha. That moksha is freedom. So that's why health is very important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vaidyaji. I think we're all just in the bliss with everything you've given us. And now we have moksha, so our lectures are complete now, and we hope that you'll come and bless us again with another series at another time.
Jai Gurudev.
Thank you.